Welcome back to the Mind Body Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Spaeth, and I'm really excited to bring you guys this episode. I am recording it on the solar eclipse, and my goal is to have this actually available today. Really what I want this call or this podcast to be about, let's refresh. I'm not on Zoom with a client. I am recording a podcast. But today is all about your intention plus your attention equals your power. And today specifically, if you have not been bombarded with solar eclipse information, I would be shocked. I'd be like, what is your algorithm? Can you tell me more? Because all I have been seeing is the fear-mongering aspects that are placed around the solar eclipse. And I wanted to really cultivate the importance of these kinds of days when we have really intense astrological planetary placements happening and how that affects us here on Earth, as above, so below. So understanding the cosmos can help you start to actually understand why you may or may not be experiencing something the way you think you should be at this time. And so the solar eclipse is very potent. It's a new moon in Aries. So Aries is a fire sign. It's the start of the astrological new year. So this is actually when the new year starts. You guys can think of it spring, blooming, intentions planted. But it's interesting because we have it, you know, connected with the solar eclipse and also Chiron. So Chiron is this asteroid that represents the wounded healer. And what that means is that where you have Chiron placed in your chart, depending upon the house of where it's placed, you're going to actually be experiencing some of the deepest wounds coming up to the surface around this time. And that could look like, you know, intensity in emotion. That could look like intensity in your relationships. Maybe it's intensity within your career. Maybe it is intensity with your home life, your family. Maybe it's intensity with your intrusive thoughts when it comes to yourself. Again, all of this is going to be dependent on your placement of where this lies in your chart specifically. Now, if you're ever curious, you can just Google, like, where is Chiron in my chart? And then you'll get brought to many different places where you can put your birth information in. The one I would recommend would be astro.com, and just go to the free chart. And you do have to know your birth time and date and where you were born. And that does have to be specific. So in the training that I had gone through at the beginning of this year, there was, you know, it's like basically the moment you come out of the womb, the astrologer goes outside and takes a snapshot of the stars, and that's what's going to determine the placements. And it has taken me a while. There has been a lot of clearing that I needed to do around astrology as I came in with a kind of more religious wounding, fearing that, oh my God, it's like of the devil and it's demonic and it's all these things. And unfortunately, that's just another thing that happens with the fear-mongering society that we live in. And so coming into this eclipse, it is super important to be setting your intentions, and it is super important to really understand where you're placing your attention. Are you mindlessly scrolling? Are you watching the news? Are you putting yourself in places and spaces where it's full of conspiracy theories or fear or, oh my God, you know, NASA's going to be sending 3 rockets that are named after Egyptian, you know, gods that created blah, 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 blah. Whatever it may be. Or maybe it's the fact that they're turning the CERN on today. It's not focusing on those things. It's really focusing on what you want to cultivate for your reality. And what I mean by that is I don't necessarily look at this time as setting a lot of personal intention. I look at this time as setting a collective intention. And for me, it's really bringing in light and the Christ consciousness and being able to say that us as a collective humanity, that we're done. we are done with the way that this system has been treating us, with the way that we've been being conditioned, with the separation, with the fear, with the confusion, with the suffering, with the war, with the disease, with the whatever it may be. It's like, that is really my intention, is to say we're done. And I know that we can make it better. And I know that we deserve better. And I know that we have the power on days like today to sit together, even when we're not together physically. We can sit together energetically. We can meditate. We can sit there and sing. We can really call in what we want to see happen for our generation and the generations to come. And for me, it's just really sitting with this purity and this whole want for love and want for connection, and to really start to say, I'm ready for the truth. I am ready to see, open my eyes, not my will, but thy will. Let me be a vessel for the truth. Let me be a vessel for the love and for the light to actually exuberate out of me. Make me whole. Remind me that I'm whole. I mean, anything, those are intentions. And then where I'm placing my attention today is going to be in things that make me feel good. Maybe if I want to watch a movie that just makes me feel so good, or maybe I want to read a delicious book that just lifts my spirit. Maybe I want to drive around listening to music that I love. Maybe I want to meditate, whatever it is. Really be mindful of where the attention is being placed right now, because it's so enticing to go into the fear. It's so enticing to go into the negative, because again, we have an amygdala, we have a fear center in our mind that has helped us get evolutionary to this point to survive as human beings. But that is not our operating system. And that's what we are here to shift. And that is what we are here to change. Because I do believe that we can experience a collective shift on days like today and other days as well. But I just want to be, you know, keen on this eclipse, because the other piece of it is so near dear to my heart, because today, as I am recording this in real time to you on April 8th, is the 1 year anniversary of when my mind went into complete broken out awareness. What that means ultimately is that you're completely aware, you're in the oneness awareness, and I experienced a level of consciousness I've never experienced before. And I experienced a love in my body that I never knew was even possible in this human experience. And we all know, if we've been listening for a while, that landed me into a psych ward, thanks to our wonderful society that we live in. And that's not what this podcast is about, even though I know I talk about it a lot. But that is my anniversary is today. Today it has been one. Today was a year ago. Today was the day that my eyes were open and that the veil was lifted. And so it's kind of it's a celebratory day for me. And then of course the solar eclipse happens to land today, so it just all kind of stacks up perfectly. And so intentions are so profound. And I learned very intensely last year how to be very mindful of what it is that we're asking for. And for me, I had always asked to see the magic. I always asked to see the magic. God, show me the magic every day. Work your miracles to me and through me. Let me be a vessel for your truth. And let me be able to be a beacon in this world, and please continue to help guide me on the path that I am meant to do the work for you. And I want to be super mindful. This is whether you can use the terminology universe, you can say source, you can say whatever fits for you to actually feel the activation of that through your body. I align with God. I align with the word God. And so that's the one I'm going to be utilizing. So, and if that triggers you, as always in the past, invitation. And if it does, if you don't get triggered, I'd actually be surprised. Because there are still moments that I do as well. So that being said, your intention is so powerful because it is your heart's desire. And let's really like take a breath on that for a second. It's your heart's desire. Your intention that you are setting is something that your heart, which is actually your oomph, your life force, your energy, your truth, your truth beyond the truth, your heart. It is your heart's desire. So it is so powerful. So when you set your intention, set it not only just for yourself, but set it for the collective. Set it to bring in this new way for all of us to expand beyond this limitation that we call our fear-mongering, suffering, you know, part of the psyche, because we no longer need to be afraid. That fear, yes, is a part of this human experience, but we don't have to attach to it. And that we have to have discernment and be mindful about what we let into our field. And what I mean by that is anything you read, anything your eyeballs are looking at is where you are placing your attention. So you're literally outputting energy towards that thing. And if that thing is doing nothing but filling you with more fear, it's like taking golden bricks out of your body and giving them away. That's why your attention is so unbelievably important. And I know it's tough in today's world when we are living off of cell phones. And I'm actually, my goal is that I get this video recorded so that I can also post this up in a video way, because I do know how much I love watching people podcast. So if you guys are also interested in video, my goal is to be bringing that to you guys soon. So if you can see me on video, hi, how are you? Or if you could just hear my voice, hi, how are you? I just want you to know that it is so important. And it's a lesson that I continue, that I'm learning through, outgrowing, because I fall into that trap. I absolutely fall into the trap. I have read all the articles on NASA. I have read all the articles on CERN. I have, you know, gone diving down into the ring of fire and the pits of hell and all the things that everybody wants to freak out about. And oh my God, it's going to be the end of blah, 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 blah. I don't believe that. Maybe it's the end of something that's been needing to end so it can create space for something so new and beautiful to be birthed into your reality. And so with Chiron in this, you know, playing its role, understand that those wounds, they could even be inherited. They might not even be yours, but they are your responsibility. And what does that look like? And what does that mean? And we've talked about it on here, and we'll continue to dive deeper into this place and space. There's 7 core wounds that we all have. Now, this podcast isn't going to be about that. I'm going to make a separate podcast for that so that you guys can actually have some tangibility to take away so you can start to implement this in your life. But there are 7 core aspects in our bodies where we carry wounding, and it can look different for a lot of people. My placement of Chiron is actually in Leo in my 4th house. So I have a lot of wounding with my family, with actually my mother and my mother's generation. And it makes perfect sense. And it brings so much fire. Leo is also a fire sign. And if anybody is a Leo, or anybody that knows a Leo, oh, you know a Leo. They're spicy and we love them for it. And so having my Chiron in a Leo placement means that it is a fiery charge. This wound is rage. This wound is like, argh. Like that is usually my initial reactive. I can't even say the word. Reactionary? That is my actual reactionary emotion. You guys can figure it out. English language. Sometimes it suits me, sometimes not. but rage is my normal emotion that will come up when I am in a state of a trigger. And it's hot. I mean, it is like spicy hot. And she gets to have a seat at my table always, because she also is now being cultivated into that burning passion to create the change and the shift that is so desperately needed and that the world is thirsty for right now. And I know that that is cultivated inside of me, that everything that has happened to me and through me and from me has all happened for me. And so to be the beacon, to be able to sit here in front of you or on your phone or in your car or in your AirPods or on your headphones or wherever you are listening into this from, this is the message. And I know I'm not put through these blazing trials for no reason. And I think that, you know, this time, it can be painful. I get it. It can be very painful. It was so unbelievably painful for me last year. And I was met in so many ways with so much of this deep, deep pain of wanting to really, 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 really know ultimately that I am not a victim of my circumstances and that I am not, you know, just this person that gets up and goes to work and pays my bills and comes home and maybe laughs a little bit and dies. That is not me. And I've had this expansion that's been really blowing up within my psyche and my body for, I mean, it's been years, but really, truly recently for the last few months where, you know, hi, also Aries, okay, Aries new moon, I'll throw that in there as well. Again, fire sign. That's what the solar eclipse is. It's a new moon coming in the sun. So it's the starter. It's the creator. It's the, you know, the start of the astrological new year. It's like the person who just like starts that fire. And it's beautiful. It is such a beautiful sign. I also have my Mercury in Aries, which is my mind. So I also know that that's the way that I think. It's fast. It's fast moving. Like we need to, there's a lot of a charge to it. So there's a lot of, you know, synchronicities happening with all of that. And the reason why I'm so passionate is because I've had the experience and I saw something that I knew deep, deep, deep down was so broken. And I saw something that's being portrayed as care, a healthcare system. And it was like, bleh, in my body. Like, I cannot believe that this is where we are and that people are still being treated this way and that people are being pumped full of medication in something that they don't need. And it has lit a fire so far under me that I'm putting my hands up and saying, let's go, God, let's go. Where are we going? I'm trusting. I'm just trusting the call. I'm taking the next step. Here I am. What can I do? How can I take my story and how can I help create a massive shift for so many people that bring them closer to being at home with you? So that we can start to live in harmony. We can start to live in joy. We can start to live without all of this fear and confusion because that is not who we are. We are so much more than that. And that how can we come together and how can we truly amplify love and love for each other? So that being said, I mean, there's so much I could, so many directions I can go with that one statement. But one of the biggest, you know, there's a lot of visual memories that come to play with that experience. But one of the biggest visual memories that I had was actually watching he had to have been in his early 20s, this young 20-year-old man being forced into a wheelchair, strapped down and injected with cops standing around him and him begging. And looking me dead in the eyes. And looking me square in the eyes. And I have not shared this anywhere else. And this is the first time you're going to hear this. And he looked at me and he said, don't let them do this to you. You are more powerful than them. I believe that you can get out of here. Do not let them do this to you. Don't trust this. And everybody's going to have a perspective. But in that moment, I was like, okay, okay, God. Okay, I hear this. I see this. This is something I would hope nobody ever has to experience in their life, but it is in my reality now. I cannot be blind to it anymore. I cannot be blind to it anymore. And it just like, even like right now, it's like the breath just like left my body, to be quite honest, and speaking on that. Because this was also one of the first people that was presented in front of me when I entered into the hospital. And I can, like, I'll never forget his face. I'll never forget his face. And that experience did not happen for no reason. It did not happen for no reason. So that creates so much fire. I can start to feel it shifting in my chest right now. That creates so much fire inside of me. That brings me to the places, that puts me in front of the people, that makes me get on here and want to share this message with you for truth and freedom for every single sovereign human being on planet Earth. And right now, because of the country that I live in and the place that I was born and raised in, it is happening here for me in my country. A country that I was told was one way. And when I finally unraveled the freaking ball of yarn and I started to look deeper, I realized I've been being lied to. The amount of pain and suffering this country has caused many other people in many other countries from so many different places for so many years has me just this fire that comes out to think what the Declaration of Independence and what the Constitution was laid out in front of us for, which actually came from so much gold from actual Christ and God, in God we trust, has been just spit on and stomped on when this was supposed to be the country where people could come to be free. And we have tainted it. And we no longer need to be tainting this beautiful place that we call home. And we don't need to use this beautiful place that we call home just to try to siphon more power from other people. It's bullshit. And it makes me so fired up. So I got to meet it. I got to meet and see what we've done in this country through our mental health care systems. And it lights a fire under me. And I know I am ready to roll up the sleeves and have just a shift. I'm being mindful with my words right now because sometimes when I get passionate, I can get on a roll. So welcome to my podcast and my TED Talk with this concept, because unfortunately you've been lied to. And I'm not the first person that's probably said that, and I will not be the last. And it's not just about the way that you've been lied to, but it's the fact that we've all been taught to believe it. But you no longer have to believe it. And once you start to see it, once you start to actually see the truth in what's being put out forth in front of you, it does feel dismantling and it can feel painful. That is okay. That's normal. It's like when you found out Santa Claus. When you found out Santa Claus wasn't real, there wasn't a guy that came down your chimney every single night. How that felt as a child, that's how it can feel. Side note, I just have to be honest with you guys, my recording just stopped. Like the video recording that I was trying to do just stopped right as I said that. And I'm like, oh, hi. Okay, we're going to keep moving here. So let's just hope that the podcast part doesn't stop. But that's why I get so passionate. I have seen things. I have experienced things. I now know truths in things. I didn't read it from a book. I didn't go to a college to be told this. No, I had a personal life experience. And I watched people being treated like second-class citizens. And it was disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting. I watched people suffer. And then I watched people come back because they thought that was their only hope. And it's not. It absolutely is not. So on a day like today, a year anniversary for being a part of that experience, I am shifting the paradigm. I am changing the narrative for my reality. Because when there is somebody out there who is struggling mentally, it is the last place I ever want to see any other human soul end up. The absolute last place. And if you are in any way tied to a psych ward or a mental health care unit or a mental health position, hear my words. You are working with sovereign, divine human beings, reflections of you, beautiful souls that are in full deservance of your love, of your care, of your understanding. And if you cannot handle that, you are not in the right position. I'm going to say that again, and I might trigger a few of you on this episode, and that is okay. If you cannot hold that for somebody else, you need to take some space and you need to reflect. And once you can start to see the light in yourself, you will be able to see the light in other people, even if they are screaming bloody murder at you. Can you still see their light? Can you still see their soul? Can you still hear their heart? Can you still feel them? We've become a completely numbed out society. We've been numbed from our own feelings, and we sit and we're supposed to help others. It's upside down, and we are making it right side up. My prayer is that we create a system or a place or a space that anybody experiencing anything can come to, health related, mental health related. The body mind is not two separate entities, it's one in the same. And the people that are experiencing psychosis and schizophrenia, they don't have psychosis. They are not schizophrenic. They are experiencing something so wildly beyond what we even understand right now. They're not broken. They're not wrong. They're not bad. They are beautiful, and they're experiencing something that some people try to spend their entire lives trying to get to. And yes, I said it, some people are spending their entire lives to be told they have psychosis so that they can actually wake up from the psychotic dream that we are all playing in right now. So it is time. It is now. It is happening. And I get so jacked when I really let myself enter into it. Because it's nothing to be afraid of. It is so nothing to be afraid of. They want you to be afraid. Because if you are afraid, guess what? They get your power. You are so powerful. You can have the desire that your heart yearns for. It is possible. We go through challenges here on earth so that we can become strong. We go through challenges here on earth so that we can experience peace, so that we know love. I found love through a broken heart. I found so much grace when my mind broke apart in the most beautiful way. Because I saw for the first time truth. Real, raw, unfiltered, not out of a book or on a TV screen. I saw it standing underneath a tree. Real truth. And everything outside of that is elusive. Is a story, is a projection, is a picture. The love I felt, the love I feel, the love I really felt when I was in that place was beyond incomprehensible. And that love gets to be here now on a day like today, when there may be other forces trying to work against this aspect. We are so powerful. So stop giving your power away. Your intention and your attention is what brings out your power. And when you feel sad and angry and like there's things that just aren't moving, and maybe you're just so sick and tired of playing the character you've been playing because it isn't who you fucking are. When all of that is happening, know and remember. And that's why there's so many people right now on planet Earth. And that's why things are going to start to get weirder and weirder. If COVID wasn't fucking weird enough, I don't know what is. And damn it, I said the word, so this might get shouted, but that's okay. We're going to keep pushing it through. We're going to keep going forward because it's literally taking that step in front of you. And sometimes that feels terrifying, but we need to start jumping off the cliffs of our own fears so that we can come together. Because everything you suffer from, so does the person standing next to you. And that is the cosmic joke that we have for some reason forgot. That every single person, it doesn't matter if they're sitting in a corporate chair on top of a skyscraper or they're sitting in the alleyways on the ground with a plastic bag, they both experience things similarly. We struggle with the same things. And when we can remember that and we can see that in each other, the compassion that comes forward, the compassion and the truth and the love and the grace and the mercy that can pour out of you when you realize that the person you're so afraid of is you. Just a reflection of you. So it is my intention that we bring in love. It is my intention that we let the love that already exists in every single one of us to expand outwards. My intention is that we bring expansion here. My intention is that everybody wakes up. My intention is that the truth is finally shown and that we can actually cultivate real, true, unconditional love and joy and peace and just absolute pure life back in every single cell of every single human being so that we can end the wars, so that we stop fighting, so that we no longer suffer and we don't continue to pump our bodies full of chemicals and glyphosate and all the shit that's always out there, so that we can start to shift us back to our natural biology. So that we can be a community, a cultivation of a civilization of pure love and just health and freedom. And that when we feel pissed off and angry, that we're not cast away in a corner and our voices are diminished because they don't fit some stupid agenda that's trying to fill pockets of tiny little people on the tip top of some stupid fictitious pyramid that's been designed to keep you from really being in your power. Because when you are in your power, the world better watch out. So join me on today. And if you're listening to this, I know everybody, I know I get preachy sometimes, but I get so just jacked when I actually have been able to see something that I pray every human being gets to be able to see in this lifetime, that every human being gets to be able to experience it, and that every human being, when I say gets to experience it, is awake to the experience. Yesterday, my little niece, oh, God bless her. She is the sweetest little girl I have ever met. She truly is. I'm in awe. And she's a little angel baby. Her birthday was 2/22/22. And she's just the sweetest thing. Yesterday at our family Easter, she came up to me. They were leaving and she's like, oh, my sister-in-law's like, oh, you want to give Auntie Natalie a hug? And I was washing dishes and I turn around and I'm like, hi. And she wrapped herself around me and she laid her head and she nuzzled into my neck. And it was the warmest, most innocent, most pure hug. And it filled my heart so much. I almost started crying. I was like, I'm not letting go. And I looked at my brother. I said, I'm sorry, but y'all might end up staying here because I ain't letting go until she does. And I held her. And I held her until she let go. And it was like the most joy. It was like such peace. It was like, this is just so perfect. And that kind of a thing is available to every single one of us at all times. Maybe it comes through a child. Maybe it comes through sitting outdoors. Maybe it comes through a meditation. Maybe it comes through watching an amazing movie that just gives you all the feels, all the goosebumps, all the resonance in your body. Maybe it comes from crying your heart out to your best friend. Maybe it comes from a sweet, gentle hug from your grandma. It doesn't matter, but it is always there. And it's coming in even more now. And it's such an exciting time. So stop looking at the social medias and the news. Stop giving away your golden bricks. Start creating intentions. Start focusing where you put your attention and know your power. Thank you guys for joining me today. Again, if you need to find me anywhere else, I'm on Instagram at I am Natalie Spaeth. You're always welcome to reach out to me anytime. Please like it. Please give it a review. Rate this podcast. Share it with somebody who needs to hear this because this is my absolute authentic truth coming from the bottom of my heart that I wish every single person could embody in themselves because it is our body minds. There's a reason this podcast is called Mind Body Freedom because they're not two separate things, but one in the same. And I love you guys. And you deserve everything that your heart desires. Until next time.